This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good evening. I'm Brett Baer. We are coming to you tonight from the Richard Nixon Presidential Library in Yorba Linda, California. Part of a two-week tour. More on that a bit later. First up, what could be a major step backward in the effort to eliminate the threat of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. President Trump says there's a good chance next month's planned summit with Kim Jong-un will not happen on schedule. The president indicating today the meeting will either be on his terms or it won't happen at all. And it could very well be delayed as a possibility. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts starts us off from the North Lawn tonight with where the summit's prospects are tonight. Good evening, John.
Brett, good evening. In the Oval Office today, President Trump told me the chances of a summit between him and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is basically a coin flip. 50-50, the president said. But the White House is still making plans.
Mr. President, great honor.
President Trump has repeatedly stated that the summit with Kim Jong-un may happen, it may not happen. We'll see. In the Oval Office today with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, the president went further down the road to pessimism than he has thus far.
There's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it won't work out over a period of time. But it may not work out for June 12th.
The president's remarks flew in the face of the South Korean National Security Advisor, who said just hours earlier there was a 99% chance the meeting will happen. Later this afternoon, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the State Department is still working toward the June 12th date and that the U.S. is in deep discussions with North Korea over substance.
We're working to make sure that there's a common understanding about the contents of what will be discussed. But I'm optimistic. But again, this could be something that comes right to the end and it doesn't happen.
Today, North Korea invited journalists to its nuclear test site, which North Korea says is being decommissioned. But it's unclear whether the site was even usable after the last nuclear test reportedly collapsed tunnels. President Trump repeated today that Kim will receive protections in exchange for dismantling his nuclear program.
We will guarantee his safety, and we've talked about that from the beginning. He will be safe. He will be happy.
But President Trump expressed frustration that North Korea's recent squishiness about a summit seemed to coincide with a second meeting Kim had with Chinese President Xi Jinping on May 8th.
The second meeting. I think there was a little change in attitude from Kim Jong-un. So I don't like that. I don't like that.
President Trump also said he's not happy with how trade talks between the U.S. and China have been going, despite tweeting that China has agreed to buy massive amounts of additional farm agricultural products will be one of the best things to happen to our farmers in many years. And the president insists he has not cut a deal to save Chinese telecom giant ZTE, though he does have some ideas of what it would take to keep ZTE in business.
What I envision is a very large fine of more than $1 billion, could be $1.3 billion. I envision a new management, a new board, and very, very strict security rules. And I also envision that they will have to buy a big percentage of their parts and equipment from American companies.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was pummeled with questions about ZTE on Capitol Hill today. After conversations with President Trump, the Senate Minority Leader came away worried the president will go soft on ZTE to keep Xi Jinping happy.
We're pressing the president to stand firm, not to let ZTE wriggle out from under the tough sanctions we leveled on them.
And President Trump had some ideas today of how he sees the long game with North Korea. In the short term, the president envisions two Koreas, prosperous and living in peaceful coexistence. He did say he would ultimately like to see a reunified Korean peninsula, but only if the two countries wanted that to happen. no imposition of such an idea from the United States. Brett?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop, hey, what's that sound?
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we got some good news coming up. Be listening, because we are givers. You know that. That's part of our theme here on the show. Is I'm going to get some... I can only imagine DVD, Blu-ray discs that we're going to be giving away. So stay tuned for details how you can win. Our compliments to you, our gift to you, and thank you so much for listening. And also, we've got a special interview we're going to be sharing with you coming up in the coming days as well with Bart Miller. Bart, of course, the frontman for Mercy Me, and in which it was his story about his dad, his relationship, and the redemption of his father, a movie that has just received you know, so many honors and accolades for you know, what it's been doing for families and returning the hearts of the fathers toward the son and the sons toward the fathers. So stay with us. We'll have more details. But with us right now, we have Matthew Bentley. We're going to be talking about his new book, Field of Valor. It is book number 3 of the Logan West thrillers. Matthew, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, good to have you here to talk about it. And, of course, whenever I can speak with a former Marine such as I, it's always an honor. And Semper Fi, my brother.
Semper Fi.
Exactly. And, you know, so, you know, in terms of Field of Valor, set that up for us and break that down. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, like you said, this is the third in the Logan West series. You know, I'm a former Marine officer, like you said. I did 10 years with the Marine Corps. More importantly, I'm also a recovering alcoholic, 9-plus years sober.
Wow.
And I sat down 6 months into sobriety. I was getting ready to get out of the Marine Corps. I was reading a book that had been recommended by Stephen King in Entertainment Weekly. Mm-hmm. And this book bored me so badly that I got physically angry. I turned to my wife and actually said, I can do a better job than this. I have no master's of fine arts and creative writing or anything. And I obsessed about it for a whole year. I finally sat down a year later and wrote a plan on a whiteboard and wrote my first book, Overwatch, which came out in 2016. Mm-hmm. And that follows the trials and travails of Logan West, who is a former force reconnaissance Marine company or platoon commander, as well as a task force as they battle a shadowy organization over the first two books. So I don't want to give away too much of the plot of the first two books.
Right.
But Field of Valor picks up 6 months where Oath of Honor, which was the second novel last year, ended. And it's a rocket ride. I write very intense, emotional, action-packed roller coasters from cover to cover.
Well, and of course, your you know, Logan West, some similarities. I mean, hey, when you're the author, you get to take some liberties. And, of course, reflects a little bit of who you are, right?
Well, Exactly. In fact, you know, not having any experience with writing, when I sat down and said, you know what, I'm just going to stick to that old simple adage of write what you know.
Yes.
So I split my personality in half, and, you know, I gave Logan kind of dark, recovering alcoholic side. Although in the book, when you meet Logan on page one of Roadwatch, he's actually emerging from a relapse blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm fortunate in that I my sobriety is pretty strong and I've never relapsed, but I gave that character that flaw. And then the other side of my personality, which is the one usually everybody sees day to day, sarcastic, self-deprecating side of me that people know as John Quick in the books.
Uh-huh. Well, Matthew, for you as a recovering alcoholic, I take it during your career as a Marine, you dealt with alcoholism, right?
I did. You know, I like any alcoholic who's honest with his or herself. You know, I got into trouble. I bounced back. I recovered. But it was towards the end of my 10 years that I realized that if I wanted to move forward in life, that I was going to have to deal with it finally. And otherwise, I was going to end up miserable, alone, or dead.
Mm.
And as a result, and it's really a testament to the Marine Corps because it instilled in me that discipline that I needed to finally say, hey, and raise my hand because I didn't get a DUI, although I probably should have. I didn't get arrested, although I probably should have.
Mm.
But I finally raised my hand and said, I need help. And,
right.
And I was able to do that through the military's outpatient rehab program at Andrews Air Force Base. And with all the accolades of the books, you know, we now have a movie deal that's being produced. With all the things that are coming my way, honestly, the most important thing I can really ever talk about is sobriety and recovery. Because if there's one person out there listening and my story resonates, because there was a time when I didn't think I would get out of that dark downward spiral that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sobriety because I'm living proof that it can happen because – without sobriety, no one would have any idea who I was. We wouldn't be talking. There'd be no books. There'd be no movie. I probably wouldn't have a family. No.
I was going to say the impact that it would have had on your family. I mean, for you, as you recount the things that could have happened in your life, that it could have been an incredible disaster as if it wasn't already. You found bottom enough to say, okay, I'm going to take responsibility and do something about it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and it wasn't easy. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but fortunately, once I made that decision and committed myself to that course of action, you know, my life completely turned around and I'm thankful for it every single day. Believe me.
Matthew, was there a spiritual component to this for you?
So there is. I'm not it's kind of funny. I actually grew up Catholic. I went to a Jesuit high school in Cincinnati called St. Xavier. Go Bombers. I what I will say is that after my time getting sober and recovering daily, I do have a higher power. I do pray.
Mm-hmm.
You don't practice a denomination anymore. You know, because I've seen people from all backgrounds in all walks of life get sent through whatever their higher power is.
And
I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah, I was born and raised Catholic, and as they say, once a Catholic, always a Catholic. I mean, there's certain aspects of that faith component that remains with you to some degree, however it is that you want to define it. But no doubt, when you consider, you know, that we are tripart human beings, body, mind, and spirit, the spirit has to be addressed, because what we don't realize, and what I'm coming to appreciate more and more myself, Matthew, is the rewiring of our brain. I mean, your brain has to be rewired into alcoholism to accept it's like a operating software in a computer, to accept everything that has to do with alcohol, the lifestyle, the acceptance of it, your thinking, and everything has to be wired to that end. And when you decide, hey, look it, I don't want to be under that operating system anymore, this is part of the process, is that we have to have a, spiritually, they would say a renewing of the mind. Practically, we would look at it in terms of a rewiring component of our own brain, to where we say, okay, we want to have our brain respond to this other type of stimuli, not the alcohol. Does that make sense?
No, completely. That's actually an excellent way of putting it, because that's how we talk about it. I mean, you have, and that's why it takes time when you initially get sober to have that way of life kind of take over, and it totally rewires your brain. But again, like you said, your spiritual self as well.
Without a doubt. Matthew Bentley is our guest. We're talking about his new book, amongst other things as well, if that's okay with you. Field of Valor on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is the song about the crispy kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The crispy kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with wedges, cookie, drink, and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new crispy kernel sandwich in a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been trained. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I'm breathing.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with
with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Matthew Bentley, the author of Field of Valor, continues. Matthew, as you were saying, Field of Valor and your writing style reflects who you are. I mean, you're animated, energetic. Your writing is that way. You know, you really, I guess you only know how to write books that, you know, just, I mean, the pages are turning. I mean, they're, right?
Well, that's exactly. When I sat down to write, I sat down to write exactly what I would want to read. Mm-hmm. And I just said, this is how I want to do it. I don't know if anybody's doing it like I want to do it. Mm-hmm. But if not, this is how I'm going to do it. Because I believe, first and foremost, my job as an author, even though the action and the violence and everything is very authentic feeling, my first job is to entertain. I want to suck the readers into such an intense experience that they lose track of where they are. I've had readers reach out to me and tell me, and it happens a lot, hey, I've been up all night, or I read your book for like 9 hours straight because I couldn't physically put it down.
Right.
And that's the kind of world that an experience that I want to create for every single reader.
Yeah, your writing style captures and envelops them in such a way that it will not let them go. Matthew, you know, here you are, a former Marine Corps officer, almost 10 years or 10 years in the service, right? 10 years?
Correct. I did 10 plus years in the Marine Corps, and then I've been out for about 9 years.
So here it is. And then, you know, and you're an author. I mean, along the way, and even back in Catholic school and that, did you ever think that this is what God had for you to do?
Actually, no. I never, ever wanted to be a writer. It was just that one book that I was reading that made me so upset that I sat down and said, I can do this better. And I realized that, you know, I'm the kind of guy who has dialogue running in his head. I'm the kind of guy going, when I see somebody not picking up after the dog, you know what I'd like to do to that guy?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. The things that all people really internally are thinking, and I realized, you know what, I should put this to good use. Mm. And I had a story, and I had a background, and so I just sat down and did it.
Well, thank God you weren't writing about people not picking up their dog poop, although that is an irritant. There's no doubt about it. Maybe that's for another novelist along the way in the future, but we get enough of that stuff. Matthew, you know, being former military, I want to get your read on what is going on here. In fact, you wrote a column earlier in the year about when our leaders fail us, and I thought that was quite poignant. And you, being a military officer, you understood and understand what leadership is all about, and we see what is happening in our country. I mean, it's quite shocking. Some on the political angle look at it as a constitutional crisis, and seriously, it is on so many levels, and we don't even know the full woof and worth of what has been happening in the deep state and the attempted coup d'etat that was put upon our country and upon our elected president.
Well, what I would say, and I try and not to beat people up, especially in my books, when it comes to politics, I kind of keep that down the middle. Obviously, I'm conservative. I lean to the right, and I wrote those columns. But for me, the biggest problem I see, which is prevalent across the country, is like we have lost the ability to have a rational discourse. It is gone. You know, with the advent of social media, which I'm active on. On Twitter and other platforms, there's just so it's as if DC left the building, the ability to get things accomplished left the building. I would say things are definitely getting better, at least from where I view things. But, you know, I actually have defined politics as the absence of morality and when it comes to decision making and leadership. That's how I define politics, just because D.C. seems to be so broken that it fails everybody. And the problem is we have such a partisan country that people can't find ways to communicate. I'm always happy to talk to people that disagree with me. I'll never just like blatantly dismiss people. But unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the majority view these days, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does make sense. It's interesting you should say that politics is without morality.
And what sticks in my head immediately is that our Constitution was designed, according to our founding fathers, for a moral people. So this is what we're experiencing, and this is why there is a constitutional crisis, but it goes much deeper than people realize. If it's about we the people, and we the people are compromised, and we're lacking morality, well, then everything that hinges on that, the Constitution, the rule of law, all that is all compromised, is it not?
I would agree. That's definitely a good way of putting it. I definitely don't think we've reached a, you know, we're over the edge or past the brink. I'd like to believe that our democracy and republic is strong enough that it'll always come back. You know, it goes in extremes. Everything right. in human evolution, if you look at it, goes in extremes from one end to the other, and we're just bringing the pendulum back towards the middle.
Right, and the interesting thing, and what takes it to extremes, it's a small number of people by comparison. I mean, it's the tail shaking the dog. But you listen to what has become colloquially the fake news you know, services that are serving the public today, you would think that the sky is falling.
Oh, no, I agree. It is really hard to take the hypocrisy that you see on a daily basis. And that, to me, is probably the biggest crime, is the hypocrisy, because it's as if those people who are like that in the media forgot what they did for the previous 8 years. You know, it's just their hate for this president is so intense they can't think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm not somebody who agrees with everything that our president says, does, acts, behaves, or anything like that. So I don't want people to misinterpret me, but the hypocrisy is very overwhelming and hard to take these days.
Well, the opportunity and challenge that we have with us has a little bit about what we talked about before, and that is the conditioning of our minds. If we are conditioned to accept fake news, Lord have mercy, we are in trouble. And so now is the opportunity to be smarter. Yes, we are in an information age. We're deluged with information. But we got to know the difference between a truth and a lie. And it's almost like we've disconnected from that, all in the name of political correctness. There's accommodation for things that, you know, frankly, we wouldn't let our kids get away with. But somehow, you know, grown-up politicians, we allow them to get away with it.
Oh, no, I agree. And it's what infuriates me. It's why I wrote that column about when our leaders fail us. Mm-hmm. That was in the Weekly Standard. It's because they have lost the ability to have – actually, here's a really good way to put it. As a recovering alcoholic, I have an unbelievable amount, finally, of introspection and self-awareness. And what I would argue for is that every single politician in D.C. should go to some sort of rehab so that they can get some self-awareness, because
yes,
they have none of it. It's as if they don't know what they're saying or doing and how it actually impacts regular, normal people.
Yeah, you know, what concerns me, I mean, to your point here, and I think a perfect illustration is the FBI. You know, these main figures that keep coming out. It's like, do you even, are you aware what you're doing? You're tying yourself up in knots. You are so unaware of who you are and what you're saying that you're contradicting yourself every time you open your mouth. I mean, it's pretty a sad commentary for people who, you know, outside of the political aspect and whatever you might think, you know, we're probably one time very intelligent people.
Yeah, I would agree. I would also agree that only the people at the very top of those organizations could have gotten away with what they did, because
yeah,
checks and balances exist. But for the very senior leaders in those agencies, that when everybody's, you know, in bed with one another, it's hard for there to be any kind of check and balance.
And of course, how deep does that infect the rest of the system, right? Well, Matthew, again, congratulations on the book, Field of Valor. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill. They can. The book's available everywhere: Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Books a Million, Indiebound, iBooks. People can follow me on Twitter at Matthew Bentley. Please do. There's also a Facebook fan page.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what he don't do.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Always good to have you with us. And if you want to drop us an email, always love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Senator Jim DeMint, the chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute. Jim, good morning. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, it's great to be back with you. And it's even a pretty day in Washington, D.C. today. So I'm increasingly hopeful that we can make a little progress here.
Well, we'll keep it moving, keep everybody's eye on the ball. Rumor has it that maybe the Senate might reject an August recess until appropriations and nominations are done. What a novel concept that would be. Get them back to work, keep them working.
Well, it's one of the things we're working on, is trying to get conservatives together in the House and Senate and the administration, along with all the conservative groups, to realize that we're going to have another shutdown drama with a bloated 2,000-page bill at the end of September, right before the election, unless the House and Senate get their funding bills done before they take an August recess. And the consensus growing here is that if they don't get it done before the August break, they shouldn't go home. And There's a second point for the Senate. The Senate hasn't been getting its work done on nomination confirmation. You've got well over 200 very important nominees who the Senate has not taken up. And the Republicans just need to make the Senate, make the Democrats, actually talk during filibusters. That's the problem now, Bill, is the the Democrats won't give them the votes. They get an automatic 30 hours. But if they were forced to speak for 30 hours, they wouldn't do it, and the things would quickly come to an end, and these nominees would get a vote.
Well, what is going on here, Jim? Why are they avoiding this? I mean, it seems that, if the tables were turned, as we saw with Harry Reid in leadership, boy, the Democrats just bullied their way through, and somehow Mitch McConnell and company want to play patty cake here. What's happening?
Well, it would be a fight, because most of the things in the Senate work by unanimous consent. And I think McConnell knows that if he starts playing hardball, that Schumer is going to not give him consent to even have basic committee meetings and to take a recess for the evening. But that's a fight they need to have, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
They need to work 24 hours. They need to work the weekends. And what would happen in a very short period of time is everyone would agree, let's pass these nominees in bloc. That's what always happens.
Mm-hmm.
You fight about the cabinet secretaries. You make a big deal if you're the minority party. But then you start passing them with 30 or 40 or 50 in bloc just to get it done. But the Democrats have not done this, and it's mostly because the Republicans have not forced them to.
Well, Main Street America is getting more and more frustrated, as you know, Senator, over this slow play that's going on. I mean, look how aggressive this president has been. Would we be talking to North Korea right now? Would we be, shutting down a bad nuclear deal under a Hillary Clinton presidency? I mean, they should follow this president's lead. Look what's happened so far in a little over a year of this administration. A lot of positive things have been happening, but it takes courage in order to do that.
Bill, it does. It just takes a strong will and a commitment. And despite what the media says, Trump's got some good people around him. In fact, one of his top people, Mark Short, was at a press conference with Senator David Perdue and I this week, talking about the need for the Senate to get its work done and not go home on vacation. The White House is behind that. I think you're exactly right. If the Republicans want to have a good election in November, they've got to show the country that they're going to support the president in getting these things done. You know, all personality quirks aside, this president is actually pushing ahead to try to drain the swamp. And there's a lot of things that have been done through the regulatory front that have helped our economy that most people don't even know about. But there are some good things happening, but the Republicans need to step up in the Senate. The country has given them the majority, and particularly on the funding bill, this is just ridiculous. Every year they save it for the last minute, and the reason they do is because that's how the leadership in both parties get what they want in this bill. They do it in secret. They give members of Congress a day or two to read it, and you can't read 2,000 pages of legislative language.
Exactly.
And then the president has a choice to either sign a really bad bill or shut down the government. And that's not a tenable situation. The president said he won't do that again. And we need to make sure the president doesn't end up with a read my lips moment here where he has to eat his words right before the election. So that's why all of us are working on this idea of make Congress work again. That's a pledge that almost 100 conservative leaders and groups signed to support what Perdue's doing in the Senate. And there's a large group gathering in the House to do the same thing.
Well, Senator Jim DeMint is with us. Always good to have him here. He is the chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute. I liked what Rachel Bavard tweeted out yesterday, Jim, your CPI Senior Director of Policy. She said the Senate had only one amendment vote this year. I mean, this just tells you and it gives you an indication of the inactivity and disappointment that we have toward the Senate with that kind of statement.
Deterioration of the Senate. The fun part about being in the Senate when I first got here was you could go down to the floor, make a speech, offer an amendment every day, and eventually force a vote on it, and just to get the debate going on different issues. And that's pretty much been closed down. And the sad thing is, if you've taken the time and sacrifice to run for the Senate, and you're sitting over there right now, you're not even relevant. There are only a few people in the House and the Senate who are relevant. These big funding bills are being written by a few senior staffers in leadership offices, usually with some lobbyists in the room. And this is not representative government. And so the big idea about doing this before August is to force the amendment process, let the public know what they're talking about, what they're passing, how how much they're going to spend. And if they pass something before they go home on August break and the president doesn't like it, he has time to veto it, to call them back in, to have a debate. That's what we should be doing up here, is having some real representative government type debates.
Well, Jim, what can we the people do? This needs to be an all hands on deck and a full court press on our senators, our legislatures, to get back to work.
Yeah, most of the groups are putting up a page to make Congress work again. If you go to conservativepartnership.org, you'll find some information on this. The Tea Party Patriots have a whole page on signing petitions and getting engaged in this. So I think if folks just Google Make Congress Work Again, they'll find a way to get engaged. And if all it is just to email their congressman or senator and let them know they're interested in this, I think that'll start to build the momentum that these folks, they shouldn't go home for Memorial Day for a week, for 4th of July for a week, and then for August for a month if they can't get the basic funding of the government done.
Senator, one final thing here as we wrap things up, and you need to come back and break this down, because this is something that people are not hearing a whole lot about, and this is the reawakening of amnesty. What is going on here?
It's really hard for me to believe that a few Republicans are working with most of the Democrats to try to jam through an amnesty bill. The president has made an offer that if he gets the funding for border security, that he will work with them on helping a lot of the young people who were brought here illegally as children by their parents. But these Republicans don't want to do the funding. What they want to do is jam through using a procedure we call Queen of the Hill, which means you put three or four bills on the floor and you may get 30% of the vote or 40%, but you still win. It's not a majority. So that's a bad way to get things done. And this is the wrong time for Republicans. Even if it's the liberal rhino Republicans, they should not be doing something that compromises security and gives amnesty before we actually get border security. Because, Bill, if we don't have border security, these same situations that actually do break up families and they hurt Americans, but they hurt people who are coming here. If we don't have border security, it's going to keep repeating itself over and over again. And it's beyond just illegal workers or children. It's terrorists, it's drugs, it's human trafficking, and it's just hard for me to believe that we can't come together as Republicans and Democrats and fund border security that you see all over the world.
Well, without a doubt. Jim DeMint, Chairman for the Conservative Partnership Institute. Jim, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, a lot could happen in a very positive way to get this country back on track if there was, a more ardent pursuit of the truth and objective reporting in the media, don't you think? 14 minutes right now before the top of the hour. Case in point here, the other day, the president answered a sheriff's question about MS-13 gang, right? Well, anything that has to do with immigrants, even if it's the bad guys like MS-13, I'll tell you, the media will run with it. Well, the president referred to the gang members as animals. Well, the American political press swung into action to declare President Trump had called all immigrants animals. It didn't take a rocket scientist, Eric Erickson writes, to read the transcript to see the president was in context talking about MS-13. But, of course, the default for the media has always been to give Democrats the benefit of the doubt and presume Republicans are guilty until they prove themselves innocent. Julia Seymour joins us now, and Julia is an assistant managing editor for MRC Business, where she analyzes and exposes media bias on a range of economic and business issues. Julia, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hey, like I just pointed out, all this noise and distraction takes away from something very, very positive. And, MRC has been monitoring this for quite a while. The media has purposely been anti-Trump. When you've got 9 out of 10 reports on the president being negative, I mean, you have to do that on purpose. That's not by accident, certainly.
I think those numbers, which my colleagues have been dutifully coming, tracking everything and to come up with those numbers, really show there's tremendous disdain for this president and this administration. It isn't just him either. You see them attacking the heads of other, government agencies, his appointees, essentially, over and over again. But yes, there's so much noise and so much looking for bad stories about Trump that really good economic news is is being ignored either on purpose or just crowded out by the other stories they're choosing to pursue.
Exactly. And I think that whatever you're wired to receive, if you're anti-Trump and, you know, anything that's against Trump, then, you know, that just fills that part of your brain. Because sometimes it's very difficult and challenging for those of us who are looking at the bright side. You know, we're seeing the glass half full and not half empty. And we look at all the wins that this president has done in spite of the resistance. I mean, most amazing. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. You know, they talk about all the, you know, the GOP disaster that the midterm elections, because by tradition is supposed to happen. But it's like going, wait a minute, why do you want to get rid of the very thing that's helping you, that just gave you a big tax break, that has unemployment down to 3.9%, probably the lowest it's been in a couple of decades. You know, the enthusiasm of new businesses, you know, you keep your eye on businesses. I mean, every bank I speak with, Julia, I mean, they tell me all the time, new business activity is through the roof right now. So the signs are very positive, and then you get people go, oh, well, we just hate the guy. We hate the guy. Okay, all right, well, yeah, you know, there's no conversation, you know.
Yeah, there is so much good economic news out there. You know, not every single thing, and, you know, I do think it's important to understand that the economies move, and this isn't all necessarily directly causally related to who's in the White House. But the media, if they like the person in the White House, will immediately talk about how great the economy is. And when they don't like who's in the White House, they don't talk about it, or they spin it negatively. And exactly, that's what we're seeing. I mean, I looked at, I specifically analyzed more than a month of coverage looking for economic news, and I found that, you know, out of 35 nights, three networks, so 105 news programs, there were only 18 stories bringing up the U.S. economy.
Wow.
That's ridiculous, especially considering that in the midterm, the upcoming midterm elections, voters are still saying the economy is their top issue.
Well, and it's hard for them to resist, even the ones that hate Trump so bad. When they look in their wallet and they've got more money in there, it's kind of hard. You know, what are you going to believe, your heart or your lying eyes here, you know, so to speak? And, you know, this is the thing. But this is the same thing that happened, you know, when President, well, then candidate Trump was running for president. You know, we were getting all kinds of bad news about his campaign. But meanwhile, you know, you go to these events that he was giving, these campaign speeches, and thousands of people waiting in line, some people not allowed to get in because it was just, you know, to capacity. And that was the repeated scenario versus what was happening with the other camp. I happened to be in Florida at the time, and there was an event for the Democrats, and the presidential candidate just drove by because there were only eight people there waiting for her to show up.
Yeah. It's also consistent overall. I mean, we've seen this with prior administrations, too. I mean, under Obama, who came in during a recession, you know, he got the benefit of the doubt again and again and again about his economic policies. And yet the Bush administration, for years before the economy started to go downhill, the media were talking it down. They were emphasizing layoffs and pink slips when things were good. So, you know, this is a consistent problem and hypocrisy on the part of the liberal news media that they only want to acknowledge good economic news when they like the person who's leading the country.
And even if they can bend it and twist it to their benefit, I mean, it really does make it partisan. And now, of course, the banner over the mainstream media is the fake news. I mean, because let's go back to H.W., Bush and the transition to the Clinton campaign. Well, they knew, and they're all the economic predictors was the economy was getting ready to burst open. And Clinton basically inherited it. He truly inherited it, unlike what they're trying to say now, because sometimes when they talk about the economy, even the former president tries to take credit for the low job levels right now. And he often says, thank you, Obama. I'm sorry, I can't connect the dots to get there.
Yeah, well, another thing, too, when they finally do talk about, like, economic growth, they'll be like, well, this is the law, you know, it's been growing for 8 years, you know. Well, we had a big hole to dig out of.
Right, yeah.
We're not in the same situation. But things, you know, have been going well during the time that I measured. And yet, you know, there were two jobs reports that came out during that time. One of them was completely ignored by the network shows. A GDP report came out. Completely ignored. The April jobs report they had to cover, 3.9% was too much of a, like, whoa, where are we? number for them to not report. But, yeah, again and again, they just proved that they don't care about what voters care about, and voters care about the economy.
Well, they really do, and that's probably where the big disconnect is going and taking place, and why some of these publications continue, you know, to their own injury, to lose subscribers, lose followers. But it seems that they're, you know, the heck with that kind of you know, bottom line success for their publications. It's like you know, ratings be damned. You know, we're going to go forward anyway and hold to our ideology. And then they sit there, like what happened in the 2016 election, and they're totally confounded. They just cannot believe, you know, there has to be some sort of mistake. And that's why it's the Macedonians again. I mean, they're the ones that are to blame that your cappuccino doesn't taste right, on down to even that Hillary Clinton is not our president.
Well, you know, they also really love to promote themselves. I've noticed this in a lot of these broadcasts that, you know, they're too busy spending their broadcast time advertising for their show on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
In the case of ABC, during the last jobs report, they spent, you know, more than six times as much that in that same broadcast talking about Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm.
And promoting their parent company Disney's new movie Solo, A Star Wars Story, because they had started selling tickets that day.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of bias involved here, and there's also just self-promotion that they're spending so much time on.
Well, you know, and for the serious issues that we're dealing with, Julia, you know, just aside from the economy, you know, what's happening with North Korea, the punditry, the reckless punditry that's taken place, and this this situation, this potential, I think, historic possibility of uniting the Koreas, just because it is not their guy doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, the reckless commentary on it, I think, is, you know, it's been bothering me increasingly that this could spoil this opportunity.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, I haven't been watching that coverage very carefully, but I know that they still dislike this president and they don't want to give him credit for things, you know, when he deserves credit. And so, but I will say that may be another issue where people in their own lives looking at things aren't necessarily going to believe the media, because I'm personally friends with a lot of liberals, and I remember seeing their reactions, like, on my Facebook feed from people who were very far to the left, being like, wait, we might have peace in North Korea? I can't believe I'm saying Trump might have done something good.
it's hard for them to debate that particular one. I mean, let's ignore the fact that they have more money in their pocketbook. But, you know, this is the problem with being so negative and seeing things as half empty, as they say. It doesn't make you very charming, does it?
No.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fellow Patriots.